I have a report for you.
Okay.
All right. Name is... I am a pilot. I was on the ground. I spotted something I cannot explain. I was on Interstate 72, approximately 10 miles outside of Springfield, Illinois, headed east.
Yes.
I spotted the object, which had red and green lights. Now, I know this is standard lighting on aircraft. However, they were not blinking, and the object appeared to be hovering at about 250 feet AGL. The sky was overcast about 1500, but other than that, I had good visibility. I first saw the lights about 2 miles away from it. As I got near underneath the object, which was just south of the highway and above me, I incurred air turbulence when otherwise it was quite smooth. I could not hear any engines, and I discounted the factor of it being a chopper because I would have heard the sounds of the blades. They have a very distinct sound to them, and how well I know it. The object had, the fuselage, from what I could see, had an unusual grayish-blue glow, which was not too outstanding, but it was there. I'm uncertain as yet what I saw. I called out here to the Decatur Airport Tower, and they gave me your number. I have not had anything to drink for, I think, a period of 3 months. I'm not on medication. I got a good 7.5 hours of sleep last night, and I'm not subject to too many hallucinations or anything like that. And I possess excellent eyesight, among other things.
Okay, Mr. Did the object have a definite shape?
It appeared to be oval.
I see. Okay.
And if I was going to judge the length of the object, I would have to give it a distance in length of... I think I'd give it a length distance of about 10 to 15 feet, maybe longer, I don't know. But that's a rough estimate. And in width, at least 5 or 6 feet.
Okay. Did you see any openings at all in it?
I couldn't get that good of a look.
Okay.
I was traveling about 55 or 60. But I did notice that air turbulence was most unusual because it sort of gave my car a bit of a blow. And it was just a bit difficult to steer for a couple of seconds until I got out of it. And then it was, very smooth again.
Yes.
Which is most unusual.
Do you have an estimate as to how close the object was to you?
Approximately 250 feet above, and I'd say 25 feet off, 25 feet south of the highway. While in the service, I had contact with UFO, and I full well know their potential. And there is such a thing. I don't give a damn what Blue Book says. It was most unusual from what I saw tonight because I know aircraft upside and down. I've flown in many different types, and I can't explain this. And I could not see any tower assembly. And I don't think there would be a tower assembly that too damn close to the highway. Below the cloud layer, visibility was excellent. There was no fog or mist. And my eyesight is not faulty, and my windshield was, and other windows were quite clear.
Okay, now, was that object on the move?
No, it appeared to be hovering.
Hovering, okay.
I'm not going to say it was absolutely still, but... it appeared as if it was just hovering there.
Okay. Now, when you were the closest to the object, did you have any unusual physical or mental sensations at all?
No, not really.
Okay.
Tell the truth, I really didn't think much about that at the time. All I thought about was getting the hell away from it.
I see.
I can't really say that I had any unusual sensations other, now I don't know if this means anything, but I did notice a short time after I got away from it, I did develop some cramping in my stomach.
Uh-huh.
Now whether this means anything or not, I don't know. But I am in pretty excellent health. I haven't been sick for, I think, 2 years.
Did the object, or did you, while you were driving the car, have any sensation that you were losing control of the steering of the car at the time?
Yes.
Okay, did you?
Yes, the steering came very loose. To describe it, I would have to say it felt like my whole front end was bouncing all over the ground for a couple of seconds.
Did you feel any sense of weightlessness?
You mean a minor lifting sensation?
Right, as though your car was not actually touching the concrete.
In a sense, yes.
Okay.
I am not going to claim that I felt as if I was lifted clear off the ground, but
yes.
I did feel a sensation that my car was sort of bouncing.
Okay.
As if my shock absorbers had suddenly gone out from underneath me. When it comes to UFOs, I give them a wide berth.
Okay. Now, did you actually see this object move away, or did you just move out of the area rapidly?
I drove on down the road, and all right, now believe me, this is no prank. I drove on down the road. I looked in my mirror once, and I saw the object. And I looked back again, and I didn't. And this was from a distance of about a mile.
Okay.
I first looked back about a half mile or so, and I saw it. And I looked back about a mile, and, you know, boo, no object.
Okay. Was there any other traffic on the road at the time?
Very, very light, other than a few truckers. And I think I did pass up a drunk on down the road behind me.
Okay.
So he probably discounted.
About what time did you first spot that?
Approximately 9 o'clock p.m. Illinois time. That's new time standard. I don't know whether it's Eastern or what. And that would put it at approximately, that'd be 1600 hours Zulu.
Okay.
I did not notice any other air traffic in the area, anywhere between Decatur and Springfield. And to the best of my knowledge, the Army choppers were not up tonight.
Okay. Would you say that object was definitely solid?
Yes.
Were there any indications of a metallic surface?
I noticed, all right, in the body shape, what I term fuselage, I saw it had a bluish-gray hue to it, but I can swear to the fact that I saw, or what I thought would be, a metal surface.
Okay.
Possibly. I could not discern any doorways.
Okay. What were the color of those lights again?
The lights were red and green. However, they weren't blinking. And around the object, it had a grayish blue hue to it. And the only other time that I have seen a grayish blue glow has been radioactive reactors, like the positronic reactor that's sunk in water.
Yes.
It gives off a bluish glow to it. That's the only other time that I've seen that color.
Okay. How long did you have that in sight?
I'd say approximately for a period of a good 2 minutes.
Okay.
Going toward it. Good two and a half minutes. Because I was moving right at about a mile a minute.
Did this appear to be hovering over the roadway when you first spotted it?
When I first spotted it, it appeared to be over the roadway. When I came up on it, it was just a few feet no more than a few feet south of the roadway.
Okay. Could we have your home address, Mr.?
Certainly. Be glad to. And I'll give you my flight certificate number if you need that.
Okay.
Number.
How long have you been flying?
Oh, shit. See, I first started when I was 18 months old.
Oh, boy.
But I wasn't flying tonight. I was driving. I had plenty of sleep last night, and like I said, I haven't been drinking or taking any medication.
Okay, can we have your phone number?
Yeah, certainly. Number, I'll be here all day tomorrow if you need me.
Okay, then it's okay to get back to you if we have further questions.
Well, certainly.
Okay.
I'll be glad to answer anything.
And you got our number from Decatur Tower?
Yeah.
Okay.
They have your number there.
Well, sir, we sure appreciate this report, and we're going to check it out and see if we can't come up with some information on that thing. And if we do get something, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
I wouldn't happen to be talking to the Office of Scientific Research, would I?
No, this is Phenomena Research.
Oh. Yeah, I know Blue Book used to be with the OSR over at the Pentagon, but to the best of my knowledge, they closed out Blue Book about 68. You know, I would be interested, if you gentlemen had the material, I would be sincerely interested in getting a report on one landing of a UFO that occurred back in 1940. It was either 47 or 48. And allegedly, it occurred out west somewhere, and allegedly they did find humanoid types on it. But they were smaller. They were only about 4 feet in height. There were about seven or eight of them. I would dearly love to dig my hands into that.
Okay, that could have been the one that occurred down by Farmington, New Mexico, or was reported to have occurred.
Yeah, that was one where the whole area was set
right,
up.
Right, and that story has been floating around for a long time, and there's pro and con opinions on it, but nothing tangible has ever been found to prove it.
In your opinion, is it feasible that I have had contact with a UFO?
I think it would be feasible for the reason that we believe that this is possible without you even knowing it.
Hmm.
In other words, if they had picked you out specifically for some particular reason, they could have performed whatever their duties were without you ever knowing it, we feel.
Well, like I said, I have had contact one other time, and that occurred in 1973. And if you gentlemen would like, I will type up and sign a complete detailed report to that.
Yes, we'd appreciate that very much. We can send you a...
In fact, that night after it occurred, I can say this much, I was in a state of shock, because I did have personal contact. I'm not talking just with the object. I'm talking with an alien form, and I was interviewed by an FBI agent that night. And I assure you, I am, like I said, I'm quite mentally stable, and this is no prank.
Okay, what year did that happen?
That happened in April of 1973.
Okay, that was a big year, UFO-wise.
I could give you proof, because one of the unique things after that occurred, I was checked with a Geiger counter and I was hot. And they couldn't explain that.
Well, we'd like very much to hear the whole story.
All right.
So, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just send you some material along with the stamped self-addressed envelope, and then, fired off to us.
Sounds good.
All right, sir. We sure appreciate the call.
Anytime.
Right.
If you're going to call me back, I would request not tonight. I'd like to get a little sleep if I can.
Oh, it won't be this evening, because we'll be chomping away on this thing probably all night long, see if we can't come up with something.
Okay. Now, I know Springfield Capital Airport has radar, so they ought to know what the hell it was. And with the location that I've given you, well, they ought to be able to boil out to Europe, but there's no towers that close to the highway. Well, in the meanwhile, I'm going to try and take a nap.
Okay, thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.